Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
For the best in morning radio, tune in to Sam in the Morning with Charlotte. Only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the show. Today is Wednesday, October 22nd, and we're back after a day off.
Good morning.
Which we always could use, right?
But you have to get up anyway, right?
Yeah, I do, but I get up a little later.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. But I figure you probably get up early because sometimes I only send you the message in the morning.
Yeah, I'm up anyway, but it's okay.
Yeah, but you can go back to bed, although yeah. I'm sure you don't, right? You get up early.
Yeah. But it's okay.
Yeah, I guess. Busy morning for us preparing for the show. I didn't even get a chance to say hi to you, so good morning.
Good morning. It's all good.
Yeah, I know. And it's a little warm here, too. I didn't even pay attention to the fact that maybe I should turn up the air conditioning a little bit. Just our engineer's not here this morning, so everything's like upside down.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
It's okay, though. You're doing a good job, Sam.
I suppose so, yeah. I mean, I think I'm feeling better than Renee Zellweger today. You've probably been following this, right? This has been like the biggest news item that
kind
I can't
weird.
Believe, right?
Yeah.
And not only that, but for those of you under a rock, Renee Zellweger, a famous actress, went under the knife and came out with a new face, and nobody can even recognize her. She doesn't even look the same. So people are like outraged about it. And the question is why, you know? Why do people care so much?
Right, yeah. It's up to her what she does. But it's just kind of strange. I thought she was such a pretty...
I know.
Like, she's just fresh-faced. Uh-huh. That's always what she was. Mm-hmm. And...
But they hit their 40s, man, and they get this...
Midlife crisis,
whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
And...
And didn't she just have a child?
I don't know. Did she? Maybe she
not.
Did. No, I don't know. I don't follow that, so I have no idea. But it's like 45 years old. I mean, she looked stunning, I think, still. And she had to go and change her face. Now she looks like Robin Wright or something, you know. She doesn't look like herself. I mean, it's not like she looks bad. She just doesn't look like herself.
Yeah, I mean, it's a completely different person.
Yeah, and, you know, so when you go to have plastic surgery, you don't know what you're going to end up with, you know. It's a big gamble.
Yeah.
You can't undo it,
scary.
You know.
Right?
If you try to undo it, you look like Joan Rivers, you know, with a million... A million surgeries.
I mean, she looks pretty. She doesn't not look. She's still beautiful.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's just...
Not her.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody would recognize her if you saw that picture, you know?
Right.
They would
I
think
wouldn't.
It's someone else.
Yeah.
She looks kind of familiar, but you don't know where you've seen her, you know?
Right. I wonder how nervous she was to step out on that red carpet.
Yeah.
I bet she was petrified.
I don't know. Maybe she never got the reaction that people give now because, you know, it's probably she's got all yes people around her and probably wouldn't tell her if it looked bad.
Yeah, I've not read that many stories that say she looks bad.
It's right, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's just all, wow.
Right, exactly.
But I bet she was petrified, like, oh my God, they're going to kill me, they're going to tear me apart.
Right. But, you know, and I don't want to hear about all this pressure for actresses and stuff like this. This is not pressure. You know what pressure is? Is supporting a five-person family. That's pressure. When you don't have any money.
Yeah.
That's pressure, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's not pressure to be... I'm looking a little older. I won't get any roles. Well, you know what? Everybody gets older. And the roles change.
Yeah.
But if you're good and you're persistent, you're going to get the roles.
Right.
Look how many actresses have aged over the years in Hollywood. And nobody rejected them.
Yeah, and she's one of those actresses that is just... I mean, she's loved. It's not like there's been a Lindsay Lohan case or
right.
one of those that kind of puts a dampener on your career.
I
mean, she's successful and... I mean, and there's a talks of Bridget Jones's Diary 3.
Oh, really?
And she said she probably will do that.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how credible the source was.
Yeah, if anybody wants to see it, I don't know. You know?
Yeah.
Because the whole point, she's supposed to look like innocent and stuff, not like this, you know, sexy movie star.
Right.
Which is what she looks like now.
Yeah.
You know. So, okay, well, that's Renee Zellweger for you. doesn't require too much talk about it, but she feels that, I mean, she's happy about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's all that matters, really.
I guess, yeah.
There's a movie coming out on Friday called Ouija, about a Ouija board.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Do you believe in those?
No.
You don't?
No.
I don't know if I do. Have you ever used one?
Yeah, but it was always bullshit, I think, you know?
Oh, you've used one? That's crazy.
Yeah.
Like just playing the game?
When I was a kid, it wasn't even a game. We just like people would... I mean, this was back in Israel, right? When I was really young. That game wasn't even available or anything. So, but people did have the idea of putting the glass on the table and having it move and stuff, you know? But no, I never believed it.
I don't know if I believe it. I don't want to know. I don't want to try, so I don't want to know.
Yeah.
So I guess I kind of do, but it's supposed to awaken the dead. But it's a movie about a Ouija board, and it's a bunch of friends, and that they wake up, I guess, people from the dead. But it was produced by Michael Bay, so I'm guessing it's going to be a pretty good movie. I want to see it.
Yeah, sounds pretty cool. So that's next week? This Friday?
This Friday, yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Well, we have a couple of great guests in the studio. We're going to bring him in just a second. I wanted to bring up this, which is amazing, because this happened almost down the street here at the CBS Studios in Studio City. I guess the star of Django Unchained, the actress, her name is Danielle Watts. She was caught with her boyfriend in a parking lot having sex in the car, in a parked car. So now she's black and her boyfriend is white, so they blame the police for racism.
Oh, jeez. And this was in the CBS.
People would just not take responsibility for the friggin' action, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, what the hell? What does this have to do with your race? You're screwing in a car, you know?
Yeah. That's awkward. And then it comes out and everyone finds out.
Yeah, you know, people know. And that's the thing. I mean, you know you're going to be caught, you know? That's why people do this for the danger of being caught or something,
right.
You know? And there you go. They got what they wanted. Well, what does this have to do with race? I have no idea at all. But, the race card always being dealt, you know? I mean, people just won't take responsibility, you know? What does it have to do with anything?
Yeah.
So that irritates me, you know? That pisses me off and stuff.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, and that's the famous actors and actresses for you. And that's why I say, I don't know why people consider these to be like role models for them, for us. They're not. They're just movie actors, you know?
Right.
That's all it is. I mean, what's an actor anyway? We give them like so much respect and stuff to the famous ones.
Yeah.
But come on, you know, I mean, how hard can it be to act? Even if it is hard, okay? Even if it is hard. I don't want to hear them bitching.
Right. But people just put them on a pedestal and then they have to respect that they've got to act to higher standards than everybody else.
Right.
And act like role models because that's what they are to people.
Yeah. Well, obviously not.
Yeah.
This is not a role model for me. But,
But I'm sure she's some people's role model.
Yeah. Yeah, let's do it in the parking lot. You know, we can get away with it. And if we don't, we'll just say it's racism.
Yeah, ouch. Yeah.
And finally, I guess Oscar Pistorius finally got his sentence.
Yeah.
What did he get? Five years?
5 years.
5 years.
But then he also got 3 years or for a previous crime
really?
That was brought up as well. I read that on ESPN yesterday. Yeah, so I think he's going to be – but he could only get 10 months. I read that also. So,
oh, really?
I mean, it's just a bunch of speculation.
Right.
But, I don't think he's going to be in there too long.
Yeah.
If he only got 5 years and then 3 years is on a different case.
Yeah. Well, 5 years is actually not bad. I don't know how the girlfriend's family feels about it.
I agree. I wasn't expecting 5 years. I thought it was going to be a lot longer.
Even if it wasn't intentional, you know. But I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, so this is the news for today, and we don't really care, so we're going to close the rest of them. And we're going to bring in our guests. We have Chris LeBrum in the studio and Kevin Campbell. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Sam.
Thank you for having us, Sam.
Yeah, actors are in your crosshairs here today.
They are, huh?
You can't have sex in a car. You can't have plastic surgery without coming
under
fire.
That's true, yeah. And you can't bitch about the work being hard.
Yeah. What kind of car was it, was really my question, if it's a nice car.
I've had sex in many cars,
yeah.
And I've never been arrested by the police, well, so I think it is racial, because I'm white, and I've never been arrested.
To be fair,
I've usually been.
Yeah, I mean, I've usually been on lookout for you, though.
That's true.
Just making sure cops aren't going to come, so.
You're a good friend to me, Kevin.
It's a really good friend, yeah.
Look at us.
It happens very infrequently. It's not that much to ask him, okay?
Yeah, this is not like a once-a-week thing, Charlotte, okay? This is every now and then, special occasions, you know, to really impress a girl.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great way to impress a girl.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. I do it right.
Yeah, exactly.
Come over to my car.
Yeah.
He's got a nice new car now, so it's a lot better than it was with his old car, though. To be fair, to the ladies out there.
Is there more room there now for
There's much more room. I have an SUV now. I can put the back seats down.
Oh, wow.
He actually also has lighting. He's able to change the lighting on the car, so to the girl's mood or whatever she wants.
Whatever your favorite color is.
Sounds amazing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. This reminds me, back in the 70s when I grew up, before you guys were even born. Well, you were probably born in the 70s, right?
Slow down, Sam. Slow okay. down. Can I look 20 to 21 here without you thinking?
Don't we all, you know? Look 21,
I mean,
right?
79 is kind of closer to 80 than it is the 70s, really.
That's true.
Yeah, we've had a lot of work done,
kind of
too,
an 80s
Sam,
baby.
So you can't tell.
At any rate, in the 70s, we used to have Chevy vans. And the vans, people would put water beds in the back. And we'd have 8-track tapes and stuff to play music. And that was life, you know? Sex, drugs, and rock and roll, all in your van.
Simpler time. I like that.
I'm living in the wrong era for myself.
You are.
I want to get a waterbed in my Acura. That's what I want to do. Sam, so before we go on, we brought a little something for the both of you here.
We brought you guys a gift.
For
each of you. Now
I'm scared to
ask. No. It's
these guys, by the way, before we do this, let's just introduce you guys.
I think that's a good
idea. You guys are hosts of the show Screaming Goat Radio, which is on here on LA Talk Radio Wednesdays at 8 on Channel 2, 8 p.m.
Yep.
And it begs the question, what the hell does Screaming Goat Radio mean?
Well, for one more show, by the way, actually. Right. Yeah, on Station 2, because we'll get to that. But we're moving to the video.
But you keep in the same show, right?
I just mean in terms of where you can find us. It'd be on the video channel starting next
week. These guys
are
graduating to video because they really want you to see their faces.
Exactly.
Yeah, we're graduates here.
We had all the work done. We need people to see us.
I look like Chris, and he looks like me now.
We've totally switched our faces.
Yeah.
I was so jealous of you. Now I am you.
Should we do the gifts here before we continue?
He asked about Screaming Goat Radio.
Okay.
Yeah. We basically met a long time ago. We've been friends for a while.
Match.com.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. That's a place to meet friends, right?
Well,
people were telling me about this, but it hasn't worked for me.
It wasn't friends, actually. We were looking for a nice encounter, Sam. Mm-hmm. But there's a section for hosts looking for hosts, is really what it was on Match.com. And so
same-sex hosts.
Yeah, yes. We're equal opportunity. And so we had a couple incredible host dates. Things went a little too far in second base. And then we decided that maybe this was a match for Screaming Goat Radio.
Afterwards. After a breakup, after
a rocky
time, we reconciled and decided to do Screaming Goat Radio.
Uh-huh.
As far as the Screaming Goat Radio portion of it, we both are fans of goats.
How can you not be?
In terms of the way that
fans
they sing, the way that they scream.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you've seen any of those Screaming Goat videos that were around YouTube there for years. But then we also knew that GOAT in I'm sort of a hip-hop fan, stands for the greatest of all time.
Oh, wow.
It's an acronym for the greatest of all time.
Uh-huh.
And so we decided that we were going to just give this show a shot and do the best we can with it, right? And just
and give it
in our minds, we're being the greatest that we can be.
Right. And it's a little tongue-in-cheek as well, starting out our show here, you know, the greatest of all time. That's not lost on us either. But our show is really about, it's topical, getting kind of crazy news stories, crazy internet stories, and kind of bringing them to light. And the whole Screaming Goat Radio, or the whole Screaming Goat thing, was kind of one of those viral things at the time. So we wanted a name that kind of aligned itself with what we try to do on the show, which is bring interesting, fun, topical stories, and a lot of stories you haven't heard of on the internet, and kind of bring those to light, talk about those. So we figured to go with Screaming Goat Radio was kind of a good name. Memorable, hopefully, kind of crazy, and kind of made people like yourself ask,
what
is this show? I want to check it out.
Right, which is, so you've achieved that. Now, those Screaming Goat videos, when did that happen on YouTube?
Oh, I have no idea. I mean, I believe goats have been screaming for a long time
on YouTube. But I'm not sure if there was a first. It was a craze, Sam.
It was
really?
Anybody
who had a goat was having it scream on YouTube for a long time. If you had a goat, it would have been screaming on YouTube.
I think one of the biggest videos, the one that really made it popular, was a video where somebody made their own edited video of like a Mariah Carey song.
Right.
And every time she hit one of her high notes, they would cut to a goat screaming at that exact moment. And that's the one that got 2 billion hits. And then people just started putting screaming goats out there in every song and stuff like that.
Yeah, but Sam, our...
probably a year and a half ago.
Yeah, yeah. But our show is a lot more than just goats screaming on our show.
Yeah, obviously.
We brought a couple clips at some point here we're gonna play, because tonight on our show, we are doing a greatest hit Screaming Goat Radio to honor our 50th episode here on the year. So
congratulations.
Yeah. You know, hitting our syndication numbers. We're going to start being on, like, you know, the WB after Seinfeld. It's going to be incredible.
CW.
I'm sorry. Yeah. WB doesn't exist anymore. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, might as well say UPN.
I know.
Yeah.
So we have a couple clips that we are going to play here at some point on the show to honor our 50th episode. And tonight on our show at 8 o'clock on Schedule 2, we are going to be playing more of our greatest hits leading up to our video show next week.
Sounds awesome. Good. And so how are you guys going to – are you going to play change the show a little for the video? What are you going to do that you aren't doing now?
Well, it was Temptation Radio, so I think we're going to show
gonna
a
wear
little
shirts.
More skin.
Oh, no, we're not. Oh, we're not going to.
Well, you know, I won't wear a shirt.
Apparently,
maybe
we need
will.
To talk about this.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought we had to figure it out.
There's still some things
I
we know. Need to work out
it's
on the show.
Yeah, you have to figure out first if people want to see that.
Well, ouch, you know? Sam. Geez. I'll show you right now if you want to see what I'm working with.
Well, you guys will start as our
all right, here we go.
Our survey.
We'll be like the test rabbits.
The focus group. Thank you. That's a scientific term that I was looking for. Yes.
So probably not a lot's going to change, at least right now, but we certainly want to work to incorporate more of the video on the show. But, you know, if you like our show right now and you like the stuff that we do, it's not going to drastically change, but it is going to be improved. And I said, a little bit more skin. You know, awesome. I'm going to wear a deeper V on the show, I think, is probably
okay,
the idea.
Then we get some chest hair.
And we bring guests on pretty much every show. There are times when we don't.
Yeah,
but yeah,
so
we
bring guests in.
For about the second half of the show, we'll interview a guest. And we've run the gamut from entertainment style guests to we had a marriage and family therapist on there. We had a woman who worked at a sperm bank and taught us all about the workings of a sperm bank. And just anybody that we really think would be an interesting interview and we want to have on, we've had on there, but we've had writers, directors, actors, casting directors.
Yep.
So yeah, that's the second half of the show.
Cool.
So they will now be able to be seen as well on the video channel. So we'll talk to our guests as well and see what they want to do, how they want to have fun on our show now that we have the video component. If they want to bring anything and act scenes out or this, that, or the other, we can do that as
Sounds good. Yeah. Sounds good.
So, Sam, we would like to give both of you the gift here.
Yeah.
We
totally
didn't promise that. And you know,
I don't see anything in your hand, so
okay.
I'm kind of...
Well, we gotta preface here a little bit, because we went back and we listened to every single show you guys have
every
done.
Every single one, guys.
Every single one. Now,
no,
the
that's
gifts,
impossible.
The gifts might be just related to the last episode you guys had, which
purely
was on Monday.
Coincidence.
It's just coincidence, because that's just what felt right. But
right.
we did listen
that's
to every show.
What you
show.
Remembered from about 100 shows, right?
It was just, it was a long night last night.
A lot of coffee.
Yeah.
It was a full, it was what, a full week that we stayed up straight listening
so you
to
actually,
Sam with Charlotte.
So you actually took the time and did something with it, with the show?
Yeah, so basically we heard a couple things, and we know that Charlotte's been dealing with some car issues and has not been having any luck with getting her car back. It's been in the shop and everything like that. So
they
for
have
her,
been listening.
we got her a brand new car.
Yeah. It's a brand new car.
It's a Ferrari, I believe.
Oh,
it's
wow.
Ferrari.
You did get a Ferrari.
And it actually it fits in between traffic. It's easier to park this one. You're not probably as likely to get hit at a red light.
Let me see that.
I don't know if a waterbed.
Wow, it's a Hot Wheels Ferrari.
Yeah, I don't know if you can fit a waterbed in that one. I'm not
it's
sure.
An amazing
and
one.
The key is that at the top here it says guaranteed for life. For life. So she's never going to have another issue ever again.
That's a hell of a warranty, Charlotte. That's
that
a hell
is,
of a warranty.
That is.
Put
Thank
it on your dashboard and then you can aspire to that.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
And then, Sam, you were telling stories about how you went to this concert and you went with a friend and you guys used to hang out back in the 80s, but you couldn't remember certain things about the 80s or things that you guys did. And you're like, she's got a great memory. How do you remember all these things?
Right.
Kevin went to the store.
I went to the drugstore and I was trying to find the best memory assistant, like the best thing to be able to take to be able to help your memory. So this apparently...
I do need a lot of help with my memory.
This is supposed to enhance your memory here, Sam. That was what the guy was telling us.
Oh, great. So he brought me Extends.
Extends. Yeah, apparently, it extends your memory.
It's supposed to help your memory.
To those of you who don't know, this is male enhancement.
Oh, okay. It enhances your memory.
Enhances your male memory. Right. There's a ton of side effects, Chris. I was really surprised that when I was reading.
So this is going to make the memory go.
It's supposed to be all natural, right?
I think it's all natural, yeah. But
you know, you're supposed to take this like every day or something, right?
Start today. Sam, you got some water. If you want to take some right now, you can take some.
We don't have an unlimited budget, Sam. Yeah. We couldn't get you a lifetime supply.
Doctor approved, so I can go ahead and take this.
Yeah, but if your memory, there's something about 4 hours though. If maybe if you're remembering things more than 4 hours, then you're supposed to. I don't know. I was reading the side effects though, so it extends your memory, enhances your memory.
Just be careful.
Wow. I mean, I have to hand it out to you. You guys really gone all out for us.
Yeah.
Well, we just want to thank you for having us on our show.
I mean, at least you listened to the show and you thought about us and actually went to the store.
Yeah, that's really.
We think about you guys too much, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
A little too much.
I think that's true, but I don't think there's such a thing.
Well, we try to buy our fans, too, so we're hoping this has you listen to our show as well. We try to spend a bunch of money in that way. And, Sam, you're sort of like our boss over here, so we're trying to kiss up.
Yeah.
So we can get some better time slots. Yeah. And some better,
by giving me erections.
Radio.
That's how they want to pay off.
Wait, hold on. Have we done that prior to this? I'm not sure what you're talking about right now.
Yeah, well, let me tell you
Does our show give that to you?
Let me know how I've heard about Extends, okay? One of my former co-hosts was a spokesperson for Extends. She would actually be on their, not reality show, but the infomercials.
The infomercials.
So, because I had never heard of it before. And so this is like Extends, and I learned about it. You're supposed to take it every day, and eventually it makes you have good erections. So I'll have to try that.
Sam, you've got five
is
of those right
memory,
there.
Or is it not
it
the
has
memory?
Nothing to do with memory.
Pass on to Charlotte it's so Charlotte
Kevin.
Can see them.
We were lied to. We were lied to, Kevin.
He told us it was for memory, Charlotte, but apparently it does not extend and enhance your memory. It extends and
Sam, we can return this and take it back if you want. I mean, if you want to keep it, go ahead.
I kept the receipt, Sam.
You can return it if you're not interested.
I mean, it is the number one brand, it says. Up here, so you know, if you're gonna have
and
anything,
and doctor approved,
Sam, I can crack this open right now if you want to.
I should try and I'm not gonna take it right now.
I'm just gonna give you if you want to pop one right now, you got some water.
Fact.
There you go.
I'm never going to take this one, in fact.
Yeah, you don't need it, Sam.
No, but the thing
you don't need it.
Look, but the whole point about these is, from what I understood, it's not like a Viagra. It's not like you take one and then it works for you. You have to take it every day, and then eventually it works. So I don't know how that is, but...
Well, do the research, Sam.
Yeah. But just because you brought it to me, I don't know that I'm going to use it.
Well, can I
No. That's not why you give a gift. I mean, we just brought it out
but
of
the... I'm just...
Yeah. Charlotte,
but
can you...
thought was that.
Yeah, can you ask him? Can you follow up for us? Because Chris and I are not going to be in here and just see how this experiment works for him?
Sure.
I don't think she wants to know.
Yeah, Chris, we'll have to call in the show just every day.
We might have to just try every single day.
And bug me about it.
And see how it's going.
It's
Chris
and Kevin again.
Yeah.
Well,
see Sam, Charlotte, let me just say, if you see Sam not standing up after the show, maybe for 15 or 20 minutes, those will be a couple hints as well that maybe he is doing this experiment.
Just give him a second.
And
give him
his
alone time.
My memory is working
Sam time.
But his memory will be spot on.
Give him some Sam time after the show, and he'll be good.
Yeah, there's no amount of cell brains you can fix after all the weed I've smoked over the years.
Oh, yeah.
There it is.
Even Extends can fix it. So listen, you brought us a couple of files here that you want to promote your show with.
Yes. So on our show tonight, as I said, it's going to be our greatest hits of Screaming Goat Radio. So we snagged a couple sound bites from our show that we've done here for the past year. It'll be our 50th episode tonight. And we have just some random, not random actually, some clips that we have from the show, some exclusives that we've got through Screaming Goat Radio. Chris and I are very philanthropic.
Cutting edge of oh, I'm sorry, I was still on the exclusive. You're yes, moving too
no,
fast
no.
for me, Kevin.
I'm sorry.
I can't color commentate when you're going from one thing to the next so
we're,
fast.
We're exclusive. We have exclusives on Screaming Goat Radio.
Yes, we are on the cutting edge of journalism. Now go on.
So and we're also very, very philanthropic. We give back on the show.
to the community, to our fans, to each other sometimes.
Yes.
But we won't get into that.
And we've got, I guess they'll see when they see the video what that means.
Yeah.
And through Screaming Goat Radio, it's provided a ton of opportunities for us as well that we would not have got without the show.
Yes, which we thank you as well for, Sam, being here at LA Talk Radio. But yeah, so
I'm really glad you guys have lasted, because I remember in the beginning, you just said you were going to do
considering how bad the show is? Yeah, no, we get it.
Thanks, Sam. Jeez. I'm taking the pills back. I'm taking the boner pills back.
We're taking it all back.
But to see that you guys have really committed to the show is amazing. You know, I'm really, really glad about that.
Well, thank you. So one of the clips, we have a segment on our show called Unsung Stories, which we go on the internet and we scour the internet for the stories that you may not have heard of, the crazy, the wacky stories that you may not have heard of, and we bring them to light and we share our thoughts on them.
And interestingly enough, a lot of them seem to be from Florida. And I know you have some experience in Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've been listening these
I days. Don't know if we've reported on you or not, any of your shenanigans in Florida. No, how long have you been in Los Angeles?
Over a year.
A little bit over a year. Maybe not. Because our show's been going.
I think we just missed your shenanigans.
All your shenanigans in Florida. Yeah. But Florida seems to have a lot of crazy stories come out of that state. So we get a lot of our material from Florida and the Carolinas.
Could be relatives, too. I'm not sure. Have you have family back in Florida?
Thankfully not. Okay, no, they're all in England.
They're all in England. Okay, yeah. All right.
Just a couple of friends and stuff.
Yeah.
It's nobody related to Charlotte, then, I guess, that we're doing stories on. But there was.
We're safe there.
She's safe. She's safe.
That's true.
So the first clip we're going to play. We found this online, and there is this service in Vegas called the Love Cloud. And what this is you pay, I think it's about $800 for an hour.
Just only $800.
Only $800. Wow. It's a steal,
Sam. For like 45 minutes, actually, I think.
And, you know, the Extends tablets actually...
Better be worth a lot of money.
They go into this story.
They tie right in.
The Extends tablets tie right in. But for $800 for an hour, you're able to go in this plane, and you're able to basically have an hour to go in this plane to fly above Vegas and to have sex in this plane. Right above Vegas.
As you're flying around, as you're lights, everything, yes.
Their tagline, champagne, all kinds of good stuff. Their tagline is, what happens over Vegas stays in Vegas. And so we found this
story.
Are you
saying Vegas or Vegas?
Did I say Vegas?
I mean, I've never been to Vegas, but I've been to Vegas. But
I thought that's how the cool people are saying it. Now,
maybe
apparently
it is.
Just the morons.
I could just not be cool.
Like those that says naked, right? Some people say naked.
Naked, yeah.
You know? Vegas, yeah, so they are naked in Vegas.
Speak English.
They're naked in Vegas.
Naked in Vegas in a plan. Yeah. I mean, it's plain.
This is going to be hard to do this the rest of the show. So, Sam, we actually outbid TMZ, some other big high news outlets for this exclusive
OK Magazine,
for this exclusive audio. We were the first ones to air this. This is the, the FAA regulations. You've got to talk about put your seatbelt here. The exits are right here. We found the FAA audio that they play before your Love Cloud flight, and we were the first ones to premiere it on our show as part of one of our Screaming Goat Radio exclusives.
Wow, yeah. I'm impressed. Wow. I'm impressed.
Yeah.
So should we
play
this?
Let's hear it, yeah. Okay, so this was one of our first exclusives that we got on Screaming Goat Radio. We were very proud of it.
Kind of made us.
Yeah.
And this is a clip from your show, right?
Clip from our show, yes.
Okay, let's listen.
We're going to debut it here on Screaming Goat Radio. So this is in the Love Cloud. This is what plays before takeoff. This is the audio. This is an SGR exclusive, Chris. Okay. Are you ready for it?
I'm ready.
All right, here it is.
Hit me.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking here aboard the Love Cloud. Couple reminders here before we take off. Please keep your junk inside your pants until we hit cruising altitude. When you're free to whip it out, you'll see the penis icon illuminated in your overhead. We are going to be coming around with complimentary drinks and snacks. We'd ask that you not giggle when we offer you nuts or when we reference the cockpit. As a reminder, FAA regulations prohibit me from taking selfies, taking shots with you, and or quote-unquote joining in with you and your wife. If you and your partner like to tie each other up and get kinky, please secure your partner's mask or ball gag before securing your own. In the unlikely event of a water landing, the mattress will serve as your flotation device. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the Love Cloud.
There it is. Right there, huh?
Pretty cool. Wow.
Wow. Yeah.
Now,
that's actually what they play.
That was it. That's what they play every single flight.
Yeah.
It sounds convincing to me. Yeah.
And how popular is this?
I've only done it a couple times, so I don't know. No, I mean,
I'm still on my Kickstarter trying to get enough money in order to do it.
Saving up these quarters to get $800.
Well, because I'm actually doing a Kickstarter for the woman as well, who's to do it with me, and then as well for the plane. Yeah. So
is it $800 per person?
I think it's $800
for the hour.
For the duo. For
if you want to have a ton of people in there, Charlotte, I think it's just $800. You know, which the more people you have, the more fun you could have, and then the cheaper it is per person.
I don't think they have any rules against orgies.
I don't think
you just pay for it.
Just
you
spectators welcome, you know.
Yeah. That's true, too. Yeah.
Get in there, Sam.
It shows the weight limit for the plane.
Yeah, whatever you like. You know, if you want to just watch, that's fine.
Yeah. Well, what got to me is the water landing, since there's no water in Vegas at all. You know, I don't know how you'd land in the water, but okay.
Sam, there's everything in Vegas.
It's the guy, the wind, it's his pool at his house. Yeah, it's exactly. Big enough for that.
I know. They do have a lake there, but, you know, I doubt a plane would...
Yeah, there is a lake nearby there, isn't there?
Yeah, Lake Mead.
Yeah.
So, well, that's pretty cool. So I would take that that flight, Love Cloud.
You would pay $800 for that, Sam?
If I had the money, yes. Why not? Because people are trying to live like that Mile High... not Mile High, the Mile High Club, right? That's what they call it.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so
that's true. It's an easy way to be a part of the Mile High Club,
right? Exactly.
It's the easy way out, so to speak. I mean, it's obviously expensive, but then you're not having to be caught in the restroom on a commercial flight.
Those bathrooms are so small. I don't even know these days how you could really join the Mile High.
I know, or not be seen or anything. You know, I mean, that's like, yeah. But people just kind of play with each other on there. The seats.
Really now? Sam, really, Sam?
Tell us more about this, Sam. How often do you fly commercial? And you seem like you're speaking from experience.
Was this back in your hazy weed days?
Again, it's probably good I got in the extended.
Yeah, he already took one. He's remembering.
He's all set for like a West Coast to East Coast flight. Sam, you got 4.5 hours of fun over here.
I know. There you go.
So do you always have to know the person, or is it a stranger, or how does that work?
If I see Sam, you're
asking me like I'm a pro at this? I wish I was.
Yeah.
No, never happened to me.
Don't sit next to Sam on a flight, or sit next to him, depending on what you're looking for.
There you go.
Mile High Club, Charlotte?
No.
Are you a member? No.
No,
okay. I'm sure you've flown to and from the UK. There's
many
a long
times.
Flight.
Lots of
just curious. Lots.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Maybe first class where they have the beds you can sleep on or something. I know. I saw some article.
It's a classy way to do it.
Stuff that I've never been able to do at this point.
No. Right. No. Yeah. Unless the Kickstarter really takes off for you, you won't have a shot at it.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, which I'm hoping on about Sam's you, listeners for that.
A little bit about you guys. Are you originally from LA, Chris?
I'm not.
Where did you move from?
Well, I moved here from San Francisco.
Okay.
But I'm actually from Seattle.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Grew up in Seattle, Washington, went to school in the Bay Area and lived there for about 7 or 8 years. I moved here from there.
Oh,
but
cool.
I was born in Utah.
Really?
Yeah. So that's sort of where I'm from as well. I have half my family in Utah, half my family in Seattle, and I've been in California for 17 years or something like that.
I see. So, but your childhood was Seattle mostly, right?
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah,
okay.
Parents are divorced. We can really get into that if you want to.
It was Chris's fault.
We'll spare you the pain.
It was his fault.
Thanks, Kevin.
Yeah.
Supposed to be a fun show.
It's fun for us to hear more about
it's
this.
Your fault.
I mean, actually, it could be riveting radio to hear about all that.
Yeah.
Should bring our relationship expert back on, see if they can
repair
that. I
think any kid would just love to know it's their fault.
Sam, I also am from a broken home, though, Chris. So I'm from a broken home as well. Wow, geez. Now it's getting awkward in the studio between us.
Yeah, me too.
Well, Charlotte, too? Look at that, yeah. Sam, did you have a happy childhood with
silence
parents?
For the rest of the time?
My parents are still together, believe it or not. But I'm divorced twice, so there you go.
So you know how it goes.
Balances out then.
Yeah.
Do you have any kids?
I do have.
Was it their fault?
Kids. Yes.
Do you want to tell them over the radio right now that it was their fault?
It was their fault because I wouldn't have stayed with their mother otherwise.
Which kid do you like better, Sam? Do you have a favorite?
Not really, no. But, I mean, you're not
I don't like either of them.
You're not supposed to say you have favorites. But
that's true.
No, you really don't because, I mean, the kids are different, but it's still your flesh and blood, you know? I mean, what are you going to do? So, and Kevin, where are you originally
from? I'm from Virginia.
Really?
And, yeah. I'm from Virginia, from the East Coast. I went down to Florida for about 4 or 4.5 years. Worked for Disney for a little bit, doing some hosting for Disney and some other odd jobs.
You were
for Disney.
A character.
I was a character,
a character
a bit
at
for Disney.
Disney World.
What
yeah.
character were you?
Oh, Charlotte, I was a ton because all of it's done by height. So I was 6 foot to 6 foot 1. So it was like Baloo,
the Oompa Loompas.
Well, those are the short ones, Chris. Oh. Okay,
yeah. All right. Sorry, that's my right. stuff. Sorry.
Yeah. You'd be Oompa Loompa height potentially. But I was.
There's a lot of them. That's a lot of opportunity.
It is. Yeah. Tons of work down there for them. If there's not a Star Wars movie or if there's not a Lord of the Rings movie, they're all down in Florida doing Disney work. But yes. Yeah, so I was 6'1" character, so that's your Baloo, your Brer Bears, your Goofies, all your the genie. I was Darth Vader once at the MGM parade, really high end stuff there.
Yeah.
And I also hosted some shows for Disney as well. And I've been out here about 8 years or so.
8 years.
Yeah, doing some hosting, doing some commercial stuff. You know, done some projects for various networks, done some commercial and done some spokesperson work.
A little porn. Cool.
So you came here for entertainment.
Yeah.
You came to Hollywood for entertainment and stuff. And is that how you pay the bills? I mean, did you make a career out of this?
You know, it's not how I fully pay the bills, Sam. I was going to ask you here for a raise at LA Talk Radio.
Okay,
we might as well just get into it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. That's the whole reason why we're here.
Here we love the bandit off.
We allow people to ask for a lot of things here.
It's not the first time he's had that question. That was fielded very well. Yeah. Yeah. It's okay. We've just been stealing stuff every single week, Sam,
okay,
from the station. So at some point, we'll be able to sell enough. To
I have three of those plants in my apartment.
Yeah.
And then you go on eBay and you sell it all. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But yeah, no, I've been fortunate to get a decent amount of work in the industry.
You are fortunate. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
So, yeah.
I mean, it's nice because many people would like to get in, but it's just break in, and it's really hard, you know. What about you, Chris? What is it that you do?
I'm a similar situation as Kevin, only I am, I think, heavily pursuing on the acting side as well.
Okay.
So I take offense to everything you said earlier today.
Okay. I was talking about famous ones.
Oh, okay, yes. Yes. For somebody like me, acting.
The struggling ones never complain.
Yes.
You know? Yeah.
I don't know about that.
I'm very humble. I don't think very highly of myself at all. In fact, I have very low self-esteem, and if you guys could compliment me throughout
like
the show.
It.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, not surprisingly so. Yeah. You were the reason your parents got divorced.
Yeah.
Always comes back to that.
Yeah, I have to compliment him every 17 seconds on our show, or he will walk out of the studio.
That's the way we keep it going. But no, I've done hosting as well, and I actually hosted for a couple of years a show in the Bay Area on the WB, which is no longer, essentially.
Man, rest in peace.
Doing entertainment news, reporting, movie junkets, basically hosted a show and reported on all that kind of stuff for the local market there in San Francisco, and then moved here to LA and have been pursuing that side of things, like, you know, we're doing hosting this show, et cetera, and acting. But it's been up and down. It's been up and down. I mean, my first acting experience in Los Angeles was one of those ones that's just kicks you in the stomach,
right,
type of situation, makes you question whether you want to continue on and this type of thing. And for me, at least, now other people I'm sure have their own nightmare stories, but it was a commercial, it was a national commercial, it was the first thing I booked down here in Los Angeles. I'm like, okay, finally, I'm on the scene, I'm going to be going for something. And it just turned out that I was already, this is some acting lingo, but I was a must join for the union, for SAG, the Screen Actors Guild, which means if I get another SAG project, I have to join the union.
Right.
So that was this situation, and I got this commercial, I was going to have to join the union, but I was like, this is fine, I'm going to be getting paid thousands of dollars.
Right.
So I shoot this commercial, it's for Dunkin' Donuts. And it's just like a long, arduous shoot. It's all day long, etc. I keep waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. In the end, it turns out they cut my part out.
Oh, wow.
So they cut my part out. I only got paid for the day of shooting, which didn't even cover the dues to join the union.
Wow.
So I booked a national commercial. I was excited as all can be, got cut out, and lost money because I had to pay like $500 extra to join the union because I had to do it. So I was just like, this sucks.
What a great story.
Yeah, I'm not going to upstage that, but I had a kind of a similar story.
You're just, when you say that, you're about to upstage it. It's like, I'm not racist, but I'm about to say something racist. So go ahead, upstage it.
On the opposite side, I was shooting a TGI Fridays commercial. It was three of us in the spot.
I just think it's TGIF. It's not TGIF Fridays because the F is for Fridays.
What did I say? TGIF Fridays?
You said TGIF Fridays.
Isn't it TGIF Fridays Fridays? Isn't that what it's in?
Apparently it is.
All right, TGI.
I'm hoping you got cut from the commercial because you kept saying TGIF Fridays.
Chris, I just realized right now, I've been saying that my entire life, so thank
really?
You.
Whoa.
I can only imagine how many times I've either been at Fridays or been talking about Fridays and sounded like a complete moron. TGI Fridays.
I'm going to practice. Keep me around.
I'm going to practice that. But so I was shooting the spot. We were dining. It was three of us that were eating for this spot, and we have the scene where we're cheersing and everything. And then so the final spot, I was watching it, and I was cut out of the final spot, but I was continuing to receive residual checks for this, and I couldn't understand why. And I watched the spot again, and I noticed my right elbow cracks the frame at one point. So just because my right elbow made the final cut. They cut me out of it, Chris. I was totally cut out of it. My right elbow made the cut. They had to continue to send residual checks. So this elbow right here is really the breadwinner.
Really?
In my household, yes.
You have a great elbow.
Thank you. Yeah, I don't know why I'm covering it up today.
You should go into elbow modeling.
I should be showcasing it right now. You guys can't see it right now because I'm wearing a long sleeve shirt, but I think it's pretty good.
That didn't upstage me. That just made me feel worse about my story. Because you're still getting paid for a corner, just your elbow.
But shouldn't I feel bad that my right elbow is earning more money right now than I am?
Yeah.
Well, yes, to a certain degree.
There we go. Okay. Well, Charlotte, wow, she jumped on board with
obviously
that as well.
At least you're earning money.
He feels he's too sexy for his elbow, so.
He does. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll just keep setting him up, Sam. You just keep knocking him down. Put it on the tee for you.
So, we have about 10 minutes left. Do you want to do one or two other promotions here?
I think we should.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's not even just promotions. It's just for everybody's enjoyment.
Yeah, just for our enjoyment, right.
Because they're just so good.
Okay, sounds good. So
if you do say so yourself.
Right?
Somebody has
setting him up for
to do his own horn.
So Kevin, what do you think we should play? I think we should do two more. I think we should definitely do, since we've been afforded opportunities, like we said, from doing our show, we should mention that we are recording artists
true.
As well.
Yeah.
We've had an opportunity to get in the studio with Timbaland. Rick Rubin.
We should probably be fair. It's not Timbaland, the famous producer. It's our guy named Tim who wears Timberlands, and he lives in his mom's basement.
Yeah.
So it's not the recording artist. He goes by Timberland, but we have had a chance to work on his garage band, on his iMac in his mom's basement.
And Rick Rubin is actually Rick with two K's on the end, so it's not Rick Rubin.
Not the people you think, but we still are out there trying to make music. We are recording artists, and we had a chance actually...
We brought a musician on our show.
To collaborate, yeah.
To collaborate with us, and we wrote a song in studio, on the air, live. We wrote the song. She played the melody and played the songs, and it just came out there spontaneously.
Yeah, I know it's going to be hard to believe listening to this clip, but this was not scripted.
Uh-huh.
All right, this was not anything that we came up with before, and it was just in the studio doing our show with a musician. We collaborated on this song that we titled Working Daddy, and we would also like to, if you would like it, Sam and Charlotte, we will give you a free copy of this track.
Of this
if
song.
You'd like to put it on your MP3 player,
put
it on your phone, play it in your car, Charlotte, maybe when you're driving back from the show. We would like to give you a free copy of this song after we're done.
That's amazing.
It's called Working
because
Daddy.
These things are really expensive, so they're giving it to us for free.
Right.
It's $1.29 that we're not taking out of your pocket.
Is it $1.29 these days?
Well, I mean, if it's on sale, it's 99 cents.
I don't know. I've just been stealing all my music. I haven't
okay,
been on
so
my
let's,
don't
let's
steal this one.
No,
people,
I'm sorry. Actually,
this.
Sorry. That's a bad thing to say right before we play this.
Yeah.
So this one's Working Daddy.
Working Daddy featuring Natalise, who is the artist that we had in studio.
All right. And this is a clip from Screaming Goat Radio.
Is this clip going to be the process, Chris?
No,
or
this is
song?
Just the song. This is the finished product.
This is the finished product.
Ladies and gentlemen, an SGR exclusive. Natalise and SGR sing Working Daddy, the new smash hit single. Here on
look
SGR.
For it on iTunes.
Didn't think it'd come today.
Didn't think so, girl. But get your hands off my wrist.
God, Kevin, you sound great.
Thank you.
Didn't see it coming.
Is that you?
No, that's
that
was Natalie. Okay.
But my gaze is gonna lead
can I get 10 copies of this?
You want 10 right now? Sam sold.
Sam, put your lighter away, all right? Let the song finish.
Be on the floor. You're possibly the girl for me.
Charlotte's dabbing her eyes over here. She's getting emotional. Yeah.
I just feel sorry for the girl that has to sing with you. Because she's really singing nicely.
She's talked over the melody at the end.
Listen to that harmony.
You're talking more than I am, really.
That's true.
Listen to that. Free downloads for both of you.
Yeah,
and anybody who thank you very much.
Very impressive.
Anybody who would like to send us an email, the first 10 emails we get, we will also offer free downloads of Working Daddy featuring Natalise. Chris, I think that's probably fair.
I think that's fair. I think it's more than fair.
Yeah, the hell with that. I'll just order a few songs from you.
Hey, that's
so
done.
Listen, because I'm tired of all this stuff on the radio.
Yeah. You know what? Yeah, all the stuff on the radio is not, it's just not good. It's crap, unlike Working Daddy, which is something that I think should be out there more. So call your local radio station if you're listening and ask for that song.
Because sometimes things are overproduced and overthought. That was just spontaneous. this on the spot. We wrote it right there.
It didn't sound like
it
at all.
It came out organic. Yeah, no, that and it sounded professional. Yeah.
Came
right?
out polished and everything, you know.
Natalie, we're sorry.
I couldn't even tell who the pro and who the amateurs were.
Thank you, Sam.
So, Chris, should we play one of our giveaways we did on the show, or should we play our demon audio? What do you think?
Ooh, I don't know.
Well,
that's
it's
got to
be brief, guys. Okay, we have a few minutes.
Well, why don't maybe we should play the giveaway now? Yeah, Sam does not afford us
back.
A very big budget on our show, so a lot of the prizes we have to come with come out of our pocket. And we did a dating show on Screaming Goat Radio. We had a bachelorette in studio. We had three bachelors competing for her affection. Charlotte, we would love to have you on the show if you want to be either the bachelor or the one contest or the one competing.
She's
Sam,
not a bachelor. She's got somebody. So she's
Sam.
Not
oh, so she could.
Sam, we would love to have you in studio. Yeah. Then you can either be the bachelor or competing
or contestant.
It would be our second show that we've done so far, because this was our first dating show we did, and Chris and I had to scrap together some cash to come up with a prize at the end of this show to give to our winner and to our bachelorette. And this was the prize that we gave the two winners.
Oh, wow, sounds
show.
Good. Yeah. And this one is dating show prize.
Dating
right?
show yeah. prize, yeah. So okay.
this is like the dream date.
Yeah, Chris and I reading the end dream date that we gave our two winners.
Oh, wow.
Congratulations, Royce. Royce, what do you have to say? You're our first winner here of the inaugural Screaming Goat Radio Dating Game.
I have to say I'm happy I won.
He's pretty excited.
Well, that's a great answer. We're happy you won, too.
Chris, cool. Should we tell them what they win?
I think it's time to tell them both what they have won.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Shira and Royce, you're going on an exclusive SGR dream date. The two of you will be headed to an almost all-expenses-paid trip to exotic Rancho Cucamonga!
That's right, Chris. Our lucky couple will arrive in historic San Bernardino County in style, riding in a plush Uber X Toyota Yaris, assuming it hasn't been recalled yet, which they will get a 20% discount on if they mention Screaming Goat Radio.
Yes. Enjoy a romantic dinner under the stars at Chevy's on their outdoor patio. Our Uber driver guarantees to get you there in time for 10% off margaritas and flautas only. Flautas.
But it doesn't stop there. Screaming Goat Radio has hooked you both up with two sideline passes to a high school junior varsity basketball game. Get your cameras ready, Shira and Royce. Prior to the game, Kevin and Chris have arranged a meet and greet with Will Stevens, the 10th grade backup point guard.
This is amazing.
And then you both will sit courtside as you take in an intense game of hoops between angst-ridden teenagers. After the game, you'll find a romantic getaway under the bleachers. There you'll enjoy two glasses of Boone's Farm and a king-size Snickers. Want to seal the night off with a kiss? Don't worry about that special moment being interrupted. Screaming Goat Radio has paid a freshman to take lookout and shout if a teacher's coming.
Yes, yes, and it all comes to a climactic end when the two of you will be Uber-Xing it back to L.A. for a moonlit cruise from Malibu down the coast, wining and dining on champagne and exotic fruits, and hopefully each other, ending with a two-night stay
Chris,
in a five-star
Chris,
hotel
Chris,
in
Chris.
Catalina. What?
Chris, that idea was rejected. We don't have the money for that. Didn't you hear the first part of this show? I think you're reading old copy.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, it pretty much ends when the janitor kicks them out of Rancho Cucamonga out of the gym. Oh. So that's it right there.
Very
that was
cool,
the
guys.
Yes, that was the prize. And Sam, we would love to have you in studio to be our next bachelor.
I would love that.
You'd like to win something like that, right, Sam?
Oh yeah, are you kidding me? Yeah, and besides, yeah, I mean, I'd like to pre-qualify the contestants. Can I do that?
Of course,
of course.
Yeah,
okay. Yes, we can work with you on that.
I don't want to be
stuck
with
means
a dog or anything. You know?
I'd love to hear how we're pre-qualifying them.
Yeah, I don't know. By
casting call,
by taking a look.
We'll get some headshots ready. Maybe a couple pictures for you. Let you choose your lady.
All right. Well, Kevin and Chris from the show Screaming Goat Radio, you can catch it tonight, the last audio segment.
Well, and
tonight,
for people out there, we are still going to provide the audio for our show on iTunes. So if you are someone who listens to our show, you can still have access to the audio on iTunes. But yes, tonight will be our last audio show. It'll be our greatest hits episode. We're going to play some more clips. We've got clips of a gay demon. We have our own personal cat hoarder that we try to do an intervention with. We've got a ton of clips that we're going to play tonight.
You guys have been busy.
We've been very busy. Yeah. And so we'll have a ton of clips to play tonight. If you want to listen to our show from 8 to 9, call in, share your favorite moment. But we will be playing the greatest hits of our show with next week beginning our video show.
Exactly. And that's at the same time just on the video channel. So you guys, if you're used to listening to their show, you can still catch it at the same time. Okay, Kevin, Chris, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank
Sam, thanks for having
us.
A lot of fun.
Thank you, Charlotte. Appreciate it.
A lot of fun. Great fun show you guys have. And we're glad to have you on.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So,
thank you.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. Thank you, Charlotte. See everybody tomorrow.
For the best in morning radio, tune in to Sam in the Morning with Charlotte. Only on LA Talk Radio.